So our destiny is set. It's already finished. It's just a matter of cycles. Cycles of time before it appears. It's already written. It's already set. It's already prophesied. It's already going to happen. So what is our duty? Just to occupy until Jesus returns. We occupy. What's the word occupy? If you unfold that word, it means occupation. Find something to do. It might be printing out tracts, handing out tracts. It might be making a blog. It might be serving in a nursing home, or it might be serving in a professional career. It could be anything. The destiny's already set. It's already written. It's already finished. And so why are we here? We're here to spread that news that it's finished. There's a way of escape. See, the system, the devil's system, has a bunch of gatekeepers. And the devil's system has a bunch of programs that it repeats over and over and over, and it brainwashes you to think a certain way. And just like Hitler said, if you tell the people a lie long enough, they'll start to believe it. So all the media, all the school systems, all the medical systems, they're all lying to you. Your body, just when it comes to medical, your body regenerates itself. Your liver regenerates. They can take and cut 3/4 of your liver off and it will grow back. Google it. If you think I'm lying, Google it. Your pancreas regenerates. Your skin regenerates. Your hair. Everything is regenerative. It's so obvious, it's not even funny. So when you look at a reptile that grows its tail back, you say, "Oh, I wish I could do that. Well, you are doing it. You're doing it every day. Like when you pull a muscle. What I'm experimenting with is if you do pull a muscle, you exercise the other muscles around it. As those are getting stronger, it helps the other muscle heal. I'm always pulling a muscle because I work with my hand, you know. I lift a lot of stuff all the time. You got to think outside the box. See, the devil's system creates these boxes. They find a box that works, but within their box, it's not really long term. It's just enough to get by. The food pyramid's upside down. It's upside down. The education system's upside down. The medical system won't tell you about fasting. Why? Fasting is probably the best thing for you, but they won't even talk about it. The system's upside down. If the government is for the people, by the people, how come it's not working that way? Because it's a lie. When people get into office, they get greedy and selfish. It's not a servant. You know, look, I'm going to go into the government to serve people, they say. But then when they get in there, they see the people are not happy or complaining. So then they say, okay, I came in this to serve people, but nobody cares and everybody's attacking, so I'm not going to serve anymore. I'm just going to make it about me. You already know what they think. They get mad because they thought everybody would look up to them like, oh, you're a great servant. The greatest among you is a servant. I'm talking about the ones with the pure motive, but most of them don't have a pure motive. But then they get disillusioned. Instead of just dropping out, they want to stay in and keep the power, you know. You already know what they think. Just put yourself in their shoes. If you're doing something for somebody and they never appreciate it, you're going to get frustrated. So just drop out. Why not? Why stay in it? Just drop out. If you get disillusioned with anything, drop out. Go do something else. Without a vision, the people perish. The reason we have term limits is because people do get disillusioned. They need some fresh blood in there. People who understand that just because somebody complains or somebody's mad, it doesn't change your goal or your motive. You're still going to keep doing what you're supposed to do, no matter what goes on around you, no matter what they say, no matter what lies they make up. You just keep doing, you keep staying the course. It's already done. Look, they cannot put the 666 on us until God takes his mark and puts it on the elect saints in the tribulation. They don't know how, but they're trying. They're experimenting. They're using they're trying everything. The fallen angels are just begging to be tied in with a digital system into the human's brain. Think about the devil can take them captive at will, but he can't hold them forever. That's why they act crazy for a minute and then they get released, you know. The devil's not omnipresent, but he wants to use the 666 system to be omnipresent. He can possess one and it goes through the network and possesses everybody. Do you understand? There was an episode about this on Doctor Who. But if the Creator created man in his image and knew that man is a weak creature and it's a process, And he has to give you free will because you're not a robot. And so it's a process. It's actually like a feedback loop. If it's really a feedback loop. You know, they say reap what you sow and karma's going to get you and stuff like that. It's a feedback loop. When you walk in the flesh attacks you. When you walk in the spirit, there's more spirit. The letter E is exponential. E to the X is exponential. So when you walk in the spirit, it's exponential growth. When you walk in the flesh, it's anti-growth, It's not exponential, it's just going down. It's pretty fast, it's going down fast. You got E to the X and E to the minus X, and you got the type and the anti-type. You got flash and anti-flash. You got the opposite. You got Superman and Bizarro. The evil side. You got the good and the evil, the night and the day, the up and the down, the left and the right. This is why the left is always off. They're not right, they're left. They're off. They're off kilter. The right is right, the left is wrong. Do you understand what I'm telling you? The destiny set. The finish line we've already crossed. We're just playing it out each day. There's no coincidence. It's a script. Jesus followed the script. Are you greater than the master? There's a script. You have free will to step out of the program that the devil has set up. You have free will to step out of the script at will, but they can't. This is why the media and the news, they all have the same script. And it's all lies. Do you understand that the magician priest class has no power except for they have all these numbers of people, all the media and all the corporations to promote a lie. And so I call them salesmen. So the salesmen of the lie, the magician priest class, come up with this new lie, right? But they got to convince everybody the lie. There's a new one coming out. I'm starting to see the glitches. They're already promoting it. I can tell you what it is if I can remember it real quick. But they're promoting this UFO thing. They're promoting the collapse. They're trying to promote that everything's coming to an end. Everything's collapsing because they're trying to bring in the AI, right? They released the AI for free for now. It's just an experiment. We're just releasing it for free. Oh, here's what they're doing. They're letting you see that the leadership, like Biden and a lot of these leaders, they're letting you see that leadership, it hit me like a ton of bricks today. Here's what's going on. They're letting you see that man always fails. But at the same time, look to the left, look to the right, they're promoting AI everywhere. So they're trying to bring a system in where man says, this man couldn't do it. The left couldn't do it. The right couldn't do it. Man is destroying himself. The financial system is being in turmoil. So what they're trying to do is push the AI that you'll beg, just like you beg for your cell phone so they can track you. They want you to beg for the AI to rule over you. They want you to beg for the AI to rule over you, just like you begged for the cell phone. Just like you begged for the TV, just like you begged for the radio, just like you begged for entertainment, just like you begged for the musicians, Rihanna and Gaga and all that. They want the people to beg for these distractions and these energies of the flesh, the AI machine. So they want you to beg, just like you did the cell phone. They want you to beg for it because they want you to do it in your own free will. They want it so bad that you ask for a savior. Instead of crying out to God and say, Lord, it's really bad. And then he gives you some understanding that it's really not as, there's really nothing new under the sun. It's always been this way. They just try to make it look worse than it is. If you got food and clothing and shelter, be content, you know. They already told you about the Hunger Games 5 years ago when they threw the movies out there. They already said that. Now they're trying to promote it. They always put the movie out there before they do it. They want you begging for an AI to rule over you because their logic is, well, an AI will not make a wrong decision. And if the AI does make a wrong decision, it's because some human programmed the AI. Do you understand? So then they say, well, we can't compete with AI, so let's tie it into our brain. So see, there's another 666 trick right there. They want you to take a shot. They want you to take some kind of chemical, some sugar, something to some DNA manipulation. They want you to believe their lies, their system, their college, their education, their school system, their food. Everything that they feed you, everything that they feed you physically, mentally, spiritually, is to turn you into a robotic AI just like the devil is. You can use logic. The computer can use logic, but they cannot be spiritually born again. They're just earthbound creatures. And sometimes, because you are a spiritual creature, there might be a system set up, a rule, and you break the rules to help somebody. So they don't understand that. If it's a Sunday, I'll just use this as an example. If there's a law that says Sunday you can't do any work, but somebody's car goes in the ditch and you help them pull it out, you broke the law, but you did it because you care about humanity. You love your neighbor, right? But the AI would be under law, just like the legalistic preacher. They would be under, you helped somebody on Sunday? Let's say there was a law that the AI instituted that everybody needs to be in their house after 9. And so somebody's house catches on fire, you go outside, you get your water hose, and you try to help put out the fire. And the AI comes by in this little helicopter thing, and, you know, and it sees you out past nine. You say, I'm helping them. No, you stay in your house till after nine. They don't understand breaking the rules to help somebody, because they're under law. They don't understand grace. So just like the robots don't understand grace, the legalistic preachers don't, Jezebel doesn't, people who are always jealous of somebody else, they don't understand grace. The police don't understand grace. They're just law. When they actually take their uniform off and go home, but something happens to them when they put the uniform on, they don't understand grace. It's just not in them. They turn into a legalistic zombie. Is what it looks like. It happens. It's kind of like the referee. So you got two teams playing a game of football, and one of the players, two of the players are friends, and they get mad at each other, and one hits one or something just to be joking around. They throw a flag, you know. You're out of the game. You hit somebody. But it might not even been a hard hit. He might have just pushed the guy, you know, and the ref saw it. Say, man, we were just roughhousing, you know. The ref says, you're out of the game. Because they don't understand grace. Because he's a referee. He's the law. He's the letter. The letter killeth. And that's what the AI. So they want you. This is what they're doing now. They're trying to make it so crazy that you will beg for AI to solve your problems for you. But it's really not crazy. It's just a facade. The news has to report all the bad. But they'll never tell you that every day is the same and time is not linear. It's just a repeat and God's in control. It's already finished. It's already done. And you can actually use bushcraft and go out and eat. You can actually build you a little bird trap for free and put some seed out and get all the meat you want if you had to. Squirrel meat, rabbit meat, bird meat, chicken, eggs. Oh no, nobody's laying eggs. No chicken's laying eggs. Nobody can get eggs. You really believe that? You really believe that? Do you really believe the chickens are not laying eggs? That's a joke, man. That's a big, fat joke. The chicken's not laying eggs. That's a lie from the pit of hell. So if they tell you enough times, you'll believe it. Because Hitler never died. He just got reincarnated in other people. The same spirit that was in Hitler. He might have went to the grave, but... And he's probably burning in hell right now, unless he did get saved, but I doubt. But the same spirit that was in Hitler is in all these legalists and Jezebels and liars and salesmen and all these. It's the same spirit in all of them because they're under law. And they don't like when you're free. When you're free in Christ and you're not following their religious works-based system and you're just standing by faith alone, they don't like that because you're not in their hive. See, when you disconnect from the hive and you break through all the gatekeepers, you see through all the gatekeepers that are promoting this. It's even the Wiccans, their religion system. That why do they do the rituals? It's a religion. So when you see through their religions of this earth, because it's built into mankind to worship something, worship God, really, but they'll worship, instead of worshiping God, they worship themselves. And so, when you see through all the gatekeepers, you're not in the hive. You see through their holidays, and you see through their events, and you see through all their little apples they put out in front, like putting the apple out in front of the horse and the horse just chasing that apple. You see through that. They put these little things out in front of you to try to get you to entice you to bite. They'll put an apple in front of you, just get you to follow that. And then they'll put an orange, and then they'll put a banana, and then they'll put a watermelon. And what I'm saying is, allegorically, what I'm trying to tell you is, they'll put the world, the flesh, and the pride of life out in front of you. You can be rich, you can be independent, you can do your own thing, you can be your own God, you can manifest, you can do all this. And they put these things out here to pull you into another box, another trap. It's a trap. Another system that the devil has thrown out there. It's a lie. But all you have to do is use your own knowledge, your own wisdom, compare, and just stand back, get quiet, cut the noise off, just pay attention, listen to what people say, and you'll find out that there's nothing new. Anybody that you talk to, they have nothing new to say. It's already been said. So when they come up with this new thing, oh, you got to do this. You got to go here. You got to see this. You got to listen to this singer. You got to listen. There's a new instrument. You got to do this. There's nothing new, people. There's nothing new. Oh, you got to get in the metaverse. You got to play this video game. You got to learn this new programming language. You got to travel here. You got to go to the beach. You got to go to the mountains. Well, there's water at the beach, and there's water here. There's some hills here, and there's hills in the mountains. There's grass here. There's grass at the beach. Grass. I'm already experiencing a fractal of those. There's water right down the street. There's a lake right here I could go to. They want you to experience something new when there's nothing new to experience. Oh, no, AI can do artwork. Wouldn't you rather buy a painting from somebody who's painted it with their own hands? Wouldn't you rather buy a created piece of furniture that somebody made with their own hands? Blood, sweat, and tears, you know? They want you to beg for the AI. They want you to beg for the digital currency. They want you to beg for a solution. But I promise you, if you think you step into that solution and it's supposed to be prosperity for the next 10 years, it will crash and burn within 10 years or less. Because it always does. But the magician priest class have to throw another lie out there. It's like putting a bait on a string. And get people to bite, and that's what they're doing. They're seeing what the mass population will eat and bite and believe. That's what they're doing. Who will believe? How many people will believe the next lie? How many people will bite and chew on the next big lie? Okay, so 80% of the population believes this lie, so let's go with this one. 70% of the people believe this lie, so the 30% who don't, let's shut them down and shut their voice down, because this is going to catapult us, make us rich, and we're going to survive another 10 years. You can make trees the gold. You know, they say the gold standard for money is gold. And so you can make trees the gold standard. You can make concrete the gold standard. You can make chicken's the gold standard. You could make anything a standard that you base your money on. You produce more of whatever it is. Let's say you make bicycles the gold standard, the standard of money. So there's a million bicycles in the world. So somebody says, well, you know what? If bicycles are the standard for money, let's just start us a bicycle business and make some more bicycles. Then the price of metal, the price of rubber, the price of cable, the price of spokes and steer, that starts to go up. But the more that people produce, the value goes down. The money stand, like there's gold mines. Let's say we went back to the gold mine. Gold is gold standard. Well, people start mining more. They'll start discovering more gold, you know. People start figuring out how to dig for gold, you know. Silver, copper. what's the perfect gold standard? I mean, what's the perfect money standard if it's not gold? It could be anything. The real standard is land, I reckon. That's the real standard. And if land became the money standard, the base for money, people would start digging underground. They'd start digging down or building up higher, you know. Building higher buildings or digging down in the ground. You see how it works? What if they could make a standard that the money standard is related to less crime, a city that had less crime. Anything that comes out of that city is worth gold, you know. Anything that anybody makes in that city is worth gold, the less crime. They could create anything. But there's always going to be a glitch in a man-made system. But what they're trying to do now is throw the AI out there. Through all the fear out there, the UFO stuff, the trains exploding, they want you to beg for an AI because the president's going to fail you. Biden, he never showed up. He didn't go to Ohio and see the trains. He's making a trip, but he didn't do anything. They actually are trying to get you to beg for the AI leadership, and that's what they want. That's their long-term plan. And they won't stop. They'll keep throwing you bad news, and they'll throw you stuff about some guy killed his kids and his wife, and some woman killed her kids, and they'll say, well, you need surveillance in your house. You need to have Google listen to you. Hey, Google, what time is it?
It's 10:24 p.m.
So they want a device in your house that's always listening. So if you say something off kilter, then the AI will send the police to your house and do pre-crime. Do you understand? And it's not necessarily that man is doing this in his own, doing it on purpose all the time. It's just the energy of the flesh is always going to be draconian. The energy of the flesh will always be draconian. There will not be any grace in a draconian system. That's why China and North Korea and Russia are so full of propaganda. But ours is the same, but it's in a different way. It gives you a sense of freedom. But when they started shadow banning people, like myself, shutting people down, they started shadow banning. That proved you're in a draconian system right there, because they don't want you to speak contrary to their narrative, because their narrative is a plan. It's a script. But their script that they think is going to set people free is becoming more draconian, and it's setting people on a spiral downward. But they don't care, because they want you to beg for the AI to rule over you. Do you understand? If they can have the AI ruling over you, then there's only a few that they need to run the whole world. They can push a few buttons and monitor what this person's doing or whatever. They want digital. Why do you think they collapsed the Bitcoin and all that? They want digital currency, but they want to control it because they can cut it on and cut it off. They want an AI ruling over you. They want a digital currency that they can just cut your money supply off if you're speaking according to some narrative that they don't want you to hear. I mean, they don't want you to speak. They don't want to hear it, so they want a narrative that only matches their narrative, and they can cut the money supply off to keep you from opening your mouth and speaking the truth. It's so obvious, it's not even funny. They're always setting you up 20 years ahead before it even appears on the scene. And they put it in the TV shows and everywhere. They put it on the cereal boxes. They put it in the Disney movies. It's right in front of you. You just have to cut the noise off and you can see it. The gatekeepers are the legalistic pastors. The gatekeepers are some of the doctors. The gatekeepers are some of the teachers, the corporate system. It's all a gatekeeper system to promote an end game to shut down the gospel, really. That's the whole thing. The devil doesn't want humans to get saved, but the devil knows that human has a free will, so he has to get the human to beg for the mark of the beast, to beg for the AI, to beg for a dictator, to beg for the draconian. And then once they're enslaved, they realize, oh, they made their own trap, but you asked for it. You can't blame us. You, just like a narcissist, well, you wanted to date me. I just gave you you wanted this picture that wasn't real, so I just told you what you wanted to hear. And you're like in shock. You're saying, so you're not even the person you pretended to be? No, I was an actor being what you wanted. I pretended to be what you wanted because you wanted to believe that dream. But when that's not right. What do you mean it's not right? It's what you wanted. I just gave you what you wanted. That's the way they think. That's the way the devil thinks. That's why narcissists are not genuine, and the devil's not genuine. They just give you what you want. You want evil? Here it is. They just give you what you want. The system, the Freemason Jesuit system, will just give you. Want anything? Just ask. You need anything? Just ask. You want to join us? Just ask. They have to let you make the free will choice. And then when you make the choice, they enticed you, but you can't blame them because you made the choice. Oh, you want this evil? Well, here it is. Just ask. It's right here. There's always a Jezebel or a Delilah some banker trying to put you in debt. There's always somebody out there saying, here's free money with 26% interest. You want it? Here it is. And then when you can't do it, you can't pay it back. Well, you wanted it. It's your fault. We just gave you the opportunity. Just ask. If you take what I just said, unfold it in a multitude of ways, manifold ways, unfold everything I just said in multiple directions, you will know everything. Because that's what the system is. And once you break through the gatekeeper system, you'll say the music, the money, the politics, the education, the 501(c) churches, the 501(c) corporations, you'll say it's all gatekeeper enticement to make you a slave. To get you to beg for something that you thought you wanted that wasn't even real. It's the catfish system. The system is a catfish system through and through. The reason there's such a thing as catfish on the dating sites or whatever is because the system is a catfish system. It's always been and always will be. And the magician priest class do magic tricks to get you to believe a lie. Do you understand?